Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, welcome everybody to the Optimize Your Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection. And that organization was founded over 10 years ago by Joel and Artith Griffin, Dr. Joel. And this organization, the Hope Collection, is a 501c3 that is committed and dedicated to helping people. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So we're trying to multiply the number of people involved in actually helping people. And we recognize them on the show. We recognize people that just call in from not just the blog radio platform we operate from, but we also broadcast radio station on many platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Headbook, I don't know, whatever the name of the platform is out there. Mary Stanley's got us on it. And so we thank you because she's our board member and really a key member of the board helping us develop the outreach of the Hope Collection and our Optimize Your Life show all over the world. And we broadcast Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time. And so we welcome you today. Today is kind of a special day. We kind of make it an honor, a salute. You know, when you have someone who has incredible integrity and incredible credentials and has been an individual, a leader, that not only has done some neat things, but is a hero. And you can broadcast and welcome him to a show, which right now I'm going to say, welcome, Captain Len Cain. And we'd love to have you on the show on Fridays and talk about the organization that you founded over 50 years ago that's called the Golden Rule Society. And I'm going to turn this over to you real quick here, Len, but I wanted to make a couple thoughts. So new people that are listening into this show, and it could be through the blog platform or anywhere else around. We're in, like, multiple countries. Mary Stanley will talk about that in a little bit. But because of that, people hear about, well, who's Len Cain? Hey, gosh, I'd love to do this. I'd love to tell the story. Len Cain's an American hero. He's the original Top Gun. Well, everybody knows about the movie Top Gun. Well, he was the first Top Gun. He was recognized as a Top Gun, and he was a squadron leader, flying jet airplanes, going faster than the speed of sound, fighter pilot, and a decorated hero that has helped now when he founded the Golden Rule Society to touch lives. So, Len, I'd like to tell a little bit about that and hope you're doing great out there in California today. Would you give us a little catch-up or an update? Thank you.
Well, welcome aboard, as we say in the Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you here, and thank you, Ron Clayton. What a gentleman he is, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, I'm honored to be partnered with him in the Hope Collection. It was a wonderful project that was put together by Mr. Joel Gripping. What a wonderful man he was as well. He was a senior advisor to three of our presidents in the United States. Incredible. A PhD, doctorate in mathematics, and he helped make it a better world. Sadly, he passed away because of cancer a year ago, but we still continue the show and the projects that we're doing to help make it a better world. And thank you, Ron, again, for mentioning the Golden Rule Society charity. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking to the founder and president of the Golden Rule Society charity. And I want you to do yourself a favor and take this information down. I hope you have a pencil or paper, because It goes like this, as most people know, our website, www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, no spaces. GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G, simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, founded in California, but also nationwide and recognized worldwide. Matter of fact, we have a wonderful program going on right now. It's called the Kindness Campaign, and that's very simple. The goal is with the kindness and love and hope in your heart. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that's living the good Lord's most powerful commandment, where he says, share the love that I give you with others. And that's what we're trying to do. That's the program, Kindness Campaign. And all you have to do is be kind with one another. Because kindness pays. And there was a gentleman, many years ago, he was a terrific guy, and he says that kindness is a wonderful, wonderful program because it pays you more than you spend in getting nice with one another. And that's what it's all about. And we're here in sunny California at the time, and fighting the weather problems, but Ron, that happens all the time. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have that paper and pencil, because we're going to be giving you some wonderful opportunities, and basically they're simply gifts. And I'll give you a simple advance, the program for what we're doing. And the one that I like, well, is the best, because after more than a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, I then hired on, became an airline captain for another 27 years. So I've got a lot of time upstairs, so to speak, close to the good Lord. But one of the programs we put together is called The Wise Traveler. And there you receive savings up to 85% of the time. And I tell people, don't try to travel on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or one of those things. But that the opportunity to get the discount 85% of the time, is that's the way to go. You keep trying. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine here from San Diego had to go to a business trip to New York City. And what did he do? He called and made arrangements, and they said, yes, that'll be $1,000 round trip with he and his wife. And he mentioned he's part of the Golden Rule Society program. And they said, whoops, well, that's only $500. So he saved half of the cost on one trip. And when you come on board and join your Wise Traveler program, you're automatically a partner in the program. And there's no fees. We just want you to be safe in travel all the time. And that's what's the nice part about it, because people love it. And what they do with the money they save, we encourage them to make donations to their favorite charity, a church, charity, whatever. And some people make donations to the Golden Rule Society. That's all very fine. We appreciate it, because we've been over 50 years. We're all non-paid volunteers. So what we get, we give. Most all of the time it goes, we pay the electrical bills and that sort of stuff, but the thing we do is what we get, we give, and help making better, a better world. And as Ron mentioned, I've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, they told me that I was number 2 in the world. And I think that's very nice. It's appreciated. Courtesy and kindness again and again. So that's just one of the gifts that we have. And when you visit our website, again, simple, goldenrulesociety.org, that's where you're going to find the Wise Traveler. And we've got other items that are just terrific, and I'll be covering them all of them during the 1-hour show here. But write this down and tell your friends about it, your church or your charity, whoever. This is an opportunity to help make it a better world. And I'll give you another one example. It's called the Hope for You. And this is the Hope program that you're listening to today. I happen to be a partner in the program. And I'm thrilled and honored to be working with Mr. Ron Clayton, because that gentleman that you heard earlier introducing the show, terrific guy. What a wonderful personality, helping to make it a better world. And that's why we're here, to serve one another. So the Hope for You, and you'll find that on the website, the opportunities are helping the needy people worldwide and helping you. And then we have educational, motivational, inspirational, character building programs, all for the best. And you'll get many of them by just visiting Hope for You on the Golden Rule Society website. And that's the nice part about it. And again, we're not selling anything. The free membership and free opportunities to help others here, there, and everywhere, especially with the kindness campaign. It started on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month of the year back in May in 2022. And we keep it up, we keep it going, and people love it, and you ought to take advantage of it, and then just share it with your family, friends, churches, neighbors, whoever. You can tell them about it. And why not? Because you're helping to make it a better world. And Ron, I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee here, but I'm standing by to tell more things to more people about how wonderful it is to be part of the Hope program. Hope for you.
Well, thank
God
you,
bless.
Well,
yes, sir.
You,
over
Ron.
To you, Ron.
And I think what I'll do, I'm going to pick up on what you were just talking about in the kindness campaign, which is really international. And another thing happened a short time ago. One of our board members, her name is Mary Stanley, and I'm going to, after I make this announcement, I think Mary will probably come on and share a little bit more about, we've taken, if you started the show and listened before we actually turned it on, there's a theme song for the whole collection, Blog Radio, Optimize Your Life. It's sung by Ariana Stanley. And she's a beautiful nine-year-old little girl that has just won our hearts over. And she wrote a song that says, I love you and I love life and I love to help. She actually came to her mom and said, Mom, can't we have a kindness club in school? And that spurred an idea that now we are taking the kindness club to children in schools all around, I'll say, the country and the world. And Mary and some other folks, I think Country Boy and a couple of their Len Kane, put together a package where we've got an actual program that schools can adopt, and there's room for making it flexible to fit whatever school's needs are. But they can start a kindness club in school and start to encourage kids to be kind. And the idea was, there were a lot of schools trying to stop this issue of bullying. Well, you know what? It's hard to stop a negative attitude. But what you can do is create a new positive habit. And when you do that, that becomes an attracting thing. You become like a magnet. And so when it becomes the idea to be kind and do kind things, you grow. Well, Mary and Ariana and Len Kane and Country Boy and some other folks put together this kindness kit and campaign for kids and the club. So if you want to get a hold of one of those, you can get a hold of Mary, get through myself or any board member of the Hope Collection, and you can email us, and you go to the website. We've got emails listed there, and you can reach us and ask for a kit, and we'll send it to you. So, Mary, do you want to tell a little bit about how this exciting program evolved and how we're so proud of Ariana and her love? And she's a special girl, and we love her. So you want to go ahead and do that, Mary?
Sure. So the kindness program, or the kindness club is what we call it, and the kindness challenge started because Ariana's special, and she's got gifts. And she had a hard time in school finding a program that she could fit into. And so she wanted one about being kind, because we always talk about how important it is to be nice. And it was more started out being nice to her brother. Brother and sisters fight. But hugging it out and everything else afterwards. And so we started working on it, and the more working we've done with it and putting it together, it's all through the Minnesota Connections Academy and all through Connections Academy throughout the country. And we've added to it and modified a little bit, and our big emphasis to stop bullying is the program we have right now. You know, you're always told, tell somebody. Well, does that really fix the problem, getting somebody in trouble? Not really. So our big push is teaching that it's okay to be you. And I always think back to the 80s and the early 90s and the whole, like, Punky Brewster phase and the phase about, you know, being outside the box and being you. Don't fit into the mold. And that was great. That was okay. And so we talk a lot about self-awareness and how to be happy with you and who you are and being able to talk out struggles that you're going through in life. And so Ariana's working on her own TikTok and YouTube channel. And you can find that at the Kindness Club on TikTok. And she talks about things that she's struggling with. And her goal is to show other kids like her, because she felt so alone, because we live in a very small town. And there aren't a lot of kids like her. There aren't any, period, like her, you know, in the area. But it's just her and her brother that, you know, have autism. And so she wanted kids around the world to see they're not different and that they're not alone. There's other people like them. And now we're teaming up with the Boy Scouts, and we're going to start making videos with the Boy Scouts explaining different acts of kindness and different things and what you can do to do kind acts.
Excuse me, I'm telling you, this is so exciting. And, you know, we have known that Mary just made that announcement the other day about the Boy Scouts. If I remember correctly, you become a Boy Scout leader. I remember my mom was in Cub Scouts. My mom was a den mother. And when I got started, I started Cub Scouts, and then and as I got older, joined Boy Scouts. And so my mom was involved going back. I just remember brownies. My mom used to make brownies for the Cub Scouts. And we had the race cars. The one activity was we you know, made homemade little Pinewood Derby cars. We had races. And that was a real popular program. We just like getting started for being a Boy Scout. We had different activities that we could do when we'd get a badge. We had a banner we put over our shoulder, and we collected badges to honor, because they set up the stage for being recognized for doing good things. And so that's where Cub Scouts started, and then went on to carry on for the Boy Scouts. Remember, Be Prepared, which was the byline for the Boy Scouts. And it was a great program. And it still is a great program. There are a lot of people, there were some things, issues they had a couple years back, and some very negative people did some bad stuff. But then there was, then you got the lawyers involved, and it created all kinds of drama. And you know what? It's too bad, because it was growing up for generations. The Boy Scouts is an organization to help kids grow up with principles, respect, and honor. And so teaching those things actually prepares for life. I have several friends that their children became Eagle Scouts. And I'll tell you what, most of our presidents have been Eagle Scouts. In 45, 47 now presidents, we've had several of them that were Eagle Scouts. They actually went through, and they're part of their foundation of who they were the principles they learned in Boy Scouts. So we're excited that you are leading that, Mary, and expanding the whole of the Kindness Club through the Scouts. And they can go, again, anywhere we can help the program expand. And I know Country Boy brought to the Hope Collection and the Kindness Campaign with Len Cain to take this program and match up and meet up and work with another organization that's going to expand the Golden Rule Kindness Club even further. And so that's just getting launched, and working on that now. I want to recognize him for what he's doing and bringing that together. And again, just our outreach is all about how do we serve others? What more can we do? The more we do that, we're lifting people up, and we are making this a better world. Len, are you back with us?
Oh, absolutely. Standing by. Keep it rolling. I think it's great that the message that you're sending and sharing with the world. God bless.
Well, that's because we got such a great leader in you. You know, I think back every time I've learned new things that you or others have shared, we found out that one time if you go to San Diego or Coronado, California, that's one of the most beautiful cities, cleanest city in the United States. Best weather, it never rains in San Diego. I think it was a song like that years ago. But anyways, you go walking down the streets, it's sunny, it's beautiful, it's bright. If you're in downtown, you'll watch the airplanes. The airport is right downtown. The planes drive right through downtown and drop. And if they don't finish landing at the end of the runway, they're in the Pacific. And by the way, now, just beyond the airport on the other side of the harbor is the United States Naval Base. I don't remember the name of it, but when we were there, Len and Ann, his wife Annie, took us down to at the Naval Harbor Base. And when we got to the gate, now we pulled in, it was Saturday afternoon, and we were kind of relaxed. Captain Len Kane was dressed in his Hawaiian blues. I mean, his Hawaiian shirt, casual shorts. And we got to the gate, and you know how the naval bases or military bases, they got a guard. They got guards with guns. Well, we walked up and we pulled up the car to the gate, and the officer of the hour looked down at the car and saluted. And he said, "Captain Kane, go through." And they opened the gate. We went right in. No questions asked. Because you know why? They know this man. They know he's the American hero, the fighter pilot that's been recognized. Flew jets at the speeds of above the speed of sound and won all kinds of competitions. That's how he got the title and the name Top Gun. And so we go down there, and the USS Nimitz was in port for a refit. And they were, in fact, the Nimitz now just came, after we were there, they went to North Korea. And it just came back into port, I think, a week or two ago to refit again. But we saw it that day, and Len wanted to go on board. And I'm sitting here in the car. We're looking at each other, Len and I. And I couldn't believe it, because the ship was guarded by Marines. You know, the Navy gets the Marines everywhere. They were all armed. They were loaded with guns. They were protecting that ship in the harbor. And here, Len Kane wants to take us on a tour.
A wonderful day it was.
But then we remembered we had dinner reservations, so we just kind of waved at the guys and then went to the restaurant. Well, everywhere we went, people walked up to him and they saluted him, or they said, "Captain Kane," or they said, "Hello, sir." And we couldn't get in the restaurant. There were people every few steps. There were people that did. You know, Len Kane is loved and known, not just in San Diego, but around the world. So, welcome, Captain Len. How are you this afternoon?
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your voice, and thank you for all of the nice compliments and the referrals and letting people know what it's like to be part of a program. And ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned to you visiting the website with all the gifts. And some things are free, and many things are better than free. And that's the nice part about it, with to just help making a better world. And one of the other programs that I really like, and it's called the Educational Program. And the nice part about that is that if you follow the history and the teachings of the world's leaders, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. It is simple and as powerful as that. And where do you get all this information? Right there on the GoldenRuleSociety.org. And then you're just going to love it because you can't beat the price. Because what I always say, close your eyes, what do you see? Nothing. And that's the price you pay. But there are some things that are free. I mean, most everything free. There's one thing that is not. And I love to use it because it's called the prescriptions and also the video emails. And this is a local organization that says simply, if you want to send emails to people, and most everybody do, you send emails. But that this is, for a very simple, reasonable price, Golden Rule Society, we send out video emails. Maybe just a minute or two. That's all I need to introduce people to what we're offering. And we leave it at that. But because usually your emails, people have to stop and read all that you're saying. But when they see the video email, and there you are with your smile, your personality, and you're telling the people how the things are going with you, your family, your church, charity, whoever. But you're staying in community, and they say, hey, did you see? And it's all very nice. And there's a slight price and cost of that. But we use it because it's so powerful, rather than just sending a bunch of nice words. But you can do that with the video email and just make the, if you've got a business, if you've got the customers or people who are willing to be, that they're want to hear this good stuff. They want to see you, who they're going to be working with or for, and to get the benefits. And that's the nice part about it. And it's very simple. It's just simply on the website. It's called Your Video Emails. Check it out. If it meets your expectations, you're going to be more successful in your life by just taking advantage of it. Oh, so many other things end up going here that the nice people, and we talked about it the other again. Ron Clayton, his home in up there in the Buffalo, New York area, and this 4th of July weekend, they're dedicating the African American Veterans Monument. And not many people know this, but the Naval Air Station at Buffalo, New York, is the largest naval station in the country. Wow. Well, gee, how come we never hear about it? It doesn't matter, but it is in fact. And that's the nice part about it. And I've been invited to be the keynote speaker for the dedication of the African American Veterans Monument. It's the Buffalo, New York Naval Park, 4th of July, 2023. And I always remember this because it tickles the heartstrings and tugs at the heartstrings. That's a wonderful, wonderful individual many, many years ago. His name was Aesop. And what he said one day, and printed it, of course, a kindness is never wasted. So oftentimes, whatever a kindness that you express and share, you get paid back more than what you give. And we've done that, found that out over the years. And again, we are non-paid volunteers in the Golden Rule Society charity. So we're not trying to make any money. And what we do, what we give. And that's the nice part about it, to share. Because a kindness is never wasted. And there's something you'll go, I'll tell you. Somebody said to me, where did they get this kindness stuff? And I said, I graduated high school back in 1954. And the next day I was heading off for the Navy. And packing my bags, and my mother was there. And she said, Len, as you're ready to leave, she said, I want you to always remember this. that wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, be kind. And those two words, ladies and gentlemen, are in my heart, in my mind, and my soul. And that's what we've been doing for all of these many, many years. And it works. It is proven to be true, and this is what we're inviting you to do, sharing with one another. Because the kindness campaign, nationwide, worldwide, and with the kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Wow, wonderful stuff. And, of course, it doesn't cost you anything to be kind. That's the nice part about it. Anyway, going on with this, we have another program, ladies and gentlemen, that you've got to take care of it. Well, I mentioned it, that the education, and this is called, on the website, goldenrulesociety.org, Success for You. And what are you going to get? You're going to get educational, motivational, inspirational guidance, character building guidance for all. And it's success for you. Because logically, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're probably going to be more successful in your life. Give it a shot. Why not, by golly? And I always tell this a little story, that what we have, and I put together, the Golden Rule Society is over half of a century old, more than 50 years. And what we say to people is to do the right thing, be kind to one another. But if you share this information, you're going to be more successful. And why not? That's where you want to be. It's just logic. So success for you. And if you like, you can send me a stamp self-addressed envelope with your name on it. And whatever you want to put in there, mail it to me. It's very easy, Golden Rule Society. And it's Post Office Box 711 in Coronado, California, 921711. Now, the thing is, if you send that with an envelope, what I'll do is I'll accept it and send it back to you with what we call the lucky buck. Everybody said, what's a lucky buck? It's the size of a dollar bill. Looks like a dollar bill, but on one side it has an action plan for living, and on the other side is an action plan for business. So what you're going to get is the good guidance, how to be more successful in your life. Size of a dollar bill, you carry it around in your pocket or in your purse or your wallet. And it's going to be guaranteed if you follow them and treat that way, you're going to be more successful. And what we'll do is we'll just simply send it back to you. Just because you send a stamped symbol up, envelope. And that's the nice part about it. Ron, I'm going to take another sip of my coffee here, turn it back over to you, and we'll keep it going because we're moving right along a little more than halfway through, and we still got a lot to go, ladies and gentlemen. God bless. Over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly.
Okay, thanks, Len. Well, you know, it's just so neat how we make things access for people to be able to take advantage. And some of the programs, we've got people that come to us and they're looking to be able to, they already have a program. They already have organizations that in different parts of the country that benefit, and they're trying to expand and grow. And they say, well, can we work with you and join with us? And we do that, folks. And we allow them to keep their identity, and, you know, we just agree to work in parallel with each other. We make sure we don't step on each other's toes, but we lift each other up, and then we can make a better outreach. And I know on Country Boy, I know you're on the call. Are you not?
Yes, sir. Just jump in right there, Ron, and say, for some reason, as you grow old and wiser, like Lynn Kane, you've been around and been around all different types of people, like Ron when he travels and cruises around the world. For some reason, as you grow older and more mature, you end up developing a spiritual scanner. So when Ron says we partner because we're about our father's business, we're too legit to quit it. But we want to make sure to let you guys know that the people that we partner with have the same heart and the same integrity that we do, first of all. Number two, when you guys first started talking about the Boys Scouts, and we also have Girl Scouts of America, I was starting to think, wow, raise the child up the way you should have them to go, and they won't depart from it. Lynn says, I was getting ready to go out and leave the house. My mom called me to the sidelines and said, Lynn, I know you're going to be a world traveler, a man that flew around the world enough to go to the moon and back 6 or 7 times. But hey, you hear him sometimes, he says, well, I'm going to come down off my high horse. Now, Lynn, if I've been as high as you've been for so many years flying around the world at Mach 1, the speed of light, if I ever got that close to God, Lynn, I don't know if I'd ever want to come back. But you was one of the first people that told me that I wasn't the one that was flying the plane country. I took that co-pilot sign off my car a long time ago. So, Lynn, we again shout out to you, sir, because now what you made me realize, and the two big words on the top of my brain every day, it says, be kind. And then with you being not the only one, not Tom Cruise, Top Gun, the best fighter pilot in the world, they stamp it right on your heart, Lynn, that you're supposed to protect and serve. And then I look over there, and I said, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. I'm like, wow, Mary is still a warrior woman herself and a mom and does all these things. And she's got 2 special kids, 2, not 1, a double portion blessing, 2 special kids. But guess what? Y'all missed the second part. I said protect, and I threw a little adjective in there, and that means addition to serve. Wow. Protect and serve 2 kids that have special needs. But I always wondered, when I came in on a special short bus, they told me I was special too, Lynn and Ron. But whenever we go to fight, protect, they call in the special forces. Yeah, special forces. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We have all of these people on our team. My grandmama had 7 sons to go to war and fight. One of them was a Green Beret specialist. One of them was a Navy SEAL, Lynn. So what we have to understand, you guys, protect and serve. And when y'all start talking about the Boy Scouts of America, I'm thinking, wow, Mary, I never really saw it like that. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, but when I work with the Girl Scouts, I told them how to protect. And kick and stop and punch. It's how to fight. But my point being, you guys, every single person that under the sound of my voice has been uniquely designed and crafted in the divine creator. That's what I call him. You can call him whatever you want to call him. He created the whole universe. I call him divine creator. Yeah. Created every single person in his own image, which means you're a personal representative of whoever you say made you. But what happens in the process is I can do all things, but so can you. The biggest fight nowadays, Lynn, is inside of people's heads. I think it was Bob Marley says we're all prisoners locked up in our own minds using ignorance as an excuse. It's an excuse, an excuse to keep us blind. Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. We can't keep saying that we don't know no better. So over here at the Hope Foundation, we want to make it right up front and make very, very, very clear. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do we have every intention on blessing you, 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 and you, regardless on where you reside in the world. Joel made it and branded it in all of our heart when he set up the Hope Foundation. We help people. Did y'all hear that word? We help people so they can help other people. Now, where Lynn, he's way out on the West Coast. Joel Griffin told me it was okay if I call her Super Friends. He's taking the best of the best from the North, the South, the East, and the West, Lynn Kane, and put us all together, one nation under love. Yeah. Love is an international language. You don't have to use a word to interpret it, love. I don't care where you're at in the world. Love is love is love. Lynn Kane, we love you, even if you're way over yonder. But see, we've taken the best of the best of the best from the North, the South, the East, and the West, and we allow every single person to come in and love their very best. Now, if I was to go ahead and even shine a little bitty light on Ron Clayton, our new, did y'all hear that word? New, God says I'm getting ready to do a new thing, and he sent Ron Clayton. So he's partnered up with Lynn Kane way over there, and he's way over in Buffalo, New York. And God says, Ron says, I'm going to carry on what Joel Griffin gave me the manual, and I walked with him for about 40 years. He walked step by step. Oh, I forgot to tell you. God says, I will order your footsteps, Ron Clayton. And Ron Clayton all of a sudden pops up and says, we got hope. Yeah, we got hope, not just hope. We got hope for you. When I said they let everybody in, they let Oak Man. We got a mighty Oak, mighty Oak. He planted by the water. Got about 8 or 9 kids and about 30-something grandkids so he could carry and leave a legacy behind. Shout out, Oak Man. But what the problem is, people don't understand. They let, I said Super Friends, they even let me in. Country boy, straight out of the Northeast Georgia woods, just a little old country boy that still believes in good and blesses people, blesses. Oh, I forgot to tell you, my grandmama says, baby, it's a blessing to be a blessing. Oh, Shakespeare put it in the riddle, to be or not to be, Lynn Kane. You're to be a blessing, man. International Humanitarian Man of the Year. Only, we say only, I laugh every time that word flows across my lips. Only nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. So it's mind-boggling. I'm going to go ahead to the end, right here. But listen, I call it a blessing to be a blessing. Ron Clayton calls it hope for you. Mary's Ariana, we call her, our nickname to the little princess, calls it kindness, a kindness club. Country boy just wanted to let you know, we don't care where you're in the world, we're calling you out. We're talking about every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make for a better world. We enhance the lives of people that we touch by helping people reach their goal. So we're going to end right here. Lon says, we tell the kids to practice. I'm not to start to tell adult people to practice it too. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is you do. Now, here's the twist. Don't miss it. Starting today, do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, Lynn Kane, guess what, sir? Eventually it's going to come right back to you. Back to you, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, excuse me, I just wanted to let the people know that Country Boy is a very nice, the nickname. His name is really Brad Dorsey, and he's got a lovely wife working right along with him. Yvette is her name, and they just helping people and churches and charities and everybody and their brother. They dedicated it, and they've got the wonderful children, and especially one of the boys has got something like, I don't know how many, 6 or 7 organizations that he has put together again and again, helping to make it a better world, just taking care of people. and treating them the way you want to be treated, your own self, by golly, to be courteous and kind and focusing on the kindness. Garrett, country boy, keep up your great work, and I'm here to help in any way, shape, or form that we can with the Golden Rule Society charity. And ladies and gentlemen, we are offering you the same thing. It's a free membership. And again, we're not selling anything. So take good care and take advantage of all that we have. And Ron, you have some more to say. And I'll turn it back over to you for a while, and we'll see what we can do. And there's some more stuff that I would like to talk about, but over to you, sir.
Well, exactly what we're going to do, Len, is we're going to talk about some things, because among the many attributes we've talked about that you have been involved in or set the pace being the example of, you also brought to the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society a company that provides service. And first of all, the credibility, they were elected by all the medical companies and development equipment and doctors and education. They all have a survey they do every year, and they surveyed when they elected one company in the whole world to be recognized as the number one supporter of the medical field. And the name of that company is Intiva Health, and they're out of Houston, and Len will tell a little bit of history of the company. But what I want to tell you is that when you register with the Hope Collection or the Golden Rule Society, you now have access directly to this company and all their services. And when I say all their services, I'll start with some simple ones. They've got one program that if you're in the medical field education or you get more education, to use that education, you have to get certified. You got to get a certificate of approval from the government. And it's not easy. Sometimes it takes months and years for some doctors to get their certified to practice. And Intiva Health gets it done in days. And they are the cutting-edge leader in helping people, individuals who got educated, to get certified to practice. So that's one. Another one, you say, well, I'm not a doctor. There's not a lot of people. Well, how about they develop programs so that you can go and have genetic, all these genetic tests today, and you can taking a swab, and you can send that swab into Intiva, and they have a kit they send you, and they can test your genetics and come back with a report that you give your doctor that tells your doctor, don't give this kind of medicine out to you because it could harm you or it could make you sicker. And through genetics, they can test, and they've already know. We're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products that could hurt you. And that turnaround you kind of have for your doctor, you can have for them this program and have that available to you after the genetic test. I will tell you because I researched it. It costs $250. But you can get it. You go to your insurance company. Many insurance companies will pay for it or pay for part of it. So if you can't and you can't get it, it's worth having that kind of mindset. You know, a lot of people, it's high number of people get sick at the hospitals when doctors prescribe them medicine that doesn't work for them. So this is a great service, and you can have peace of mind through this program. Now, today I want to talk to you about this company is made up of four segments and one business that they own, and they are the cutting-edge leaders. Everybody today sees on TV and in programs and magazines these vitamins or food or prescription drugs that come in the form of gummy bears. That's just a common name we all use for it as laymen. We use the word gummy bears. Well, what it is, Intiva Health developed pharmaceutical-grade gel that they make it out of, make these gummy bears out of. Also, they're the leaders of organic-made products. If you have sensitivity that you want to, as your diet, and you want to make sure
that you take an intake that's organic. So we have a product that's both organic and pharmaceutical grade, the highest product level that you can get to put in your body. And they know, I can tell you, there's two big companies that sign contracts that Intiva supplies those companies for the product. One of them, you've probably heard of Whole Foods. All the vitamins and all the products that Whole Foods sells uses Intiva Health as the base of their product. Now, another company you might have heard of nationwide is CVS. CVS Drugstore also has contracted with Intiva. So these are some pretty high-ranking, and there's a few other companies, but those are the two big ones that I know of. So, Len, I know you went to the grand opening of the brand-new half-a-million-square-foot plant that Intiva helped open last at the end of the year, and it was a pretty big festival, but the company is cutting-edge. We're the best and the biggest. Just so you know, that company, and I know this information, that division of the company has been labeled valued at $1 billion. Now, they did $1 million of business in 1 month, a couple months ago. They've been doing that every month. But they've also been rated in value a billion-dollar company. That's who is behind your gummy bear materials at CVS and Whole Foods. So, Ron, that's a pretty good deal. When you brought Intiva Health to the Golden Rule and the Hope Collection, isn't that incredible?
Marvelous. Marvelous organization. Was that somebody coming? Hello?
Yes, I wanted to beg your pardon one quick second, Lynn. Ron, if I may. Ron,
sure.
You're on the switchboard today, Ron? Dan, you've talked to my mentor for a little over 30-something years. I don't want to tell his age. He's as old as Abraham. He's kind of like the father of faith when it comes to the Latino Afro-American community here in Georgia. Straight out of Brooklyn, New York, Ron, your old neighbor, my mentor, Dan Vargas, is the founder of our company, Age Delivers, which is the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeastern United States. Ron, I know if you can. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Ron, if you don't mind, we got about 8 or 10 minutes left, Ron. If you don't mind, we already talked to Lynn, and Dan's already met. Mary's getting ready to merge those two together so we can show people what we're going to be able to do with Intiva, water, and a couple other special products we have. Ron, if you don't mind, Dan, can you say a few words for us, Dan?
Yeah,
good afternoon, by the way.
First, I've been enjoying the show. I love hearing everything you have to say. And Intiva is a great company. And know that it's going to be even greater as time goes on. And the more people who know about it, the better they are for it. So I appreciate that you guys are talking about it because I'm looking forward to being able to work with you and bring things into the Intiva network when the time is right. We have products that from my company is called Age, and we have products that that eliminate bacteria off of surfaces, and we're very, very happy to be able to demonstrate that to people. It eliminates it for 30 days, no matter what you put on it. You can wash it with anything, and it still keeps on eliminating the bacteria. We also have water that that we could be able to private label with it, because a lot of people go to the store and buy the water. The water is the name of the company that made it, Dasani, Aquafina, and what you're doing is you're promoting their company. We could private label and promote your company on it. And on the back of the bottle, we could put a message also. But I was listening to what Country Boy was saying about practice, and you got to practice, and you got to practice. But you also got to practice the right way. It's the wrong way to practice and the right way to practice. Because, I know that I was working at this advertising agency there. I just started, and they told me to do a project. And I told them that the way that they told me to do it, I said, well, that doesn't really work well. And they said, well, we've been doing it this way for years. And I said, well, you know, you've been doing it wrong for years. So you got to know how to do it the right way. You know, I mean, you could be going out there playing baseball and holding the bat and hitting the ball and doing all this stuff. But, you know, if you don't hold the bat the right way, you're going to break your wrist one day. So you could be practicing all you want, but you have to hold it the right way. You know, so I think that like everything, practice makes perfect. But you know, practice the right way. That's the way I like to do my company. You know, we just practice and try to sell, but we try to do it the right way. And I really appreciate you giving me the time to talk to you, because I have very few heroes in my life now, and you guys are there on my list. So thank you for giving me the time to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting with you. God bless
well, we
you
also,
all.
This is Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection, and I would let you know that through Country Boy, we expect in this year to be implementing and getting the project, particularly with the water and the private label program. We expect to have that operating and working and helping the organizations to thrive and have cash stream. We look forward to doing that. My background is also in marketing, and I was I've been awarded. I actually was in the display business for years, and I've won Chieftain Awards for my development of projects. So I was in printing and advertising along through this, and we're going to bring, and I'm expecting to be able to bring forward what Country Boy and you have been doing, and we are growing. We had to reorganize when Joel passed away. And I was asked by the founder's wife to take over the program. It's just taking us some time to organize ourselves and have us in a position on every facet, both legally and so we had to have the people in place. We didn't have them. You know, we just didn't have enough people or enough skilled people to take and run with great projects. And what Country Boy has brought to us are wonderful, wonderful people like yourself, who have been outstanding and working for years, and now we can build on it. So thank you for being patient with us, and we look forward together going forward. Everyone, I pray that this weekend you will do something kind for somebody else in your life. And I thank you, and I pray that the Lord will bless us. Country Boy, we got to wrap up. So
we got 2 minutes left, Ron. Just real quickly, 2 minutes left. We'll make sure and get, but how many minutes? Brian? We okay? Mary, we okay?